Day 53 of hashtag 365.
In a world of delicious calories, an unstoppable onslaught of advertising, and mozzarella sticks.
God, they're so delicious, aren't they?
One man faces the ultimate battle. This is hashtag 365.
And you know what? Today I want to talk about meditation. We're not going to actually do some meditation today, although we could do at some point. But today I just want to talk about it. Meditation is one of those things that people used to scoff at, mainly because they didn't understand what it was. But over the past sort of decade, very, very slowly, very, very steadily, and actually chiefly in, well, certainly in a big part because of my headspace, people have started to accept it as something that we just do in Western society, in the modern world. And I tell you what, I, for one, I'm stoked about that. I'll tell you why. Many, many years ago, probably about, I guess like 6 or 7 years ago, 7 or 8 years ago, I was super stressed out. Like, I do more today than I ever have done, but I've got a lot better at dealing with stress. But I've always had 6 or 7 day-a-week jobs and multiple jobs. Like, I've always done more than one thing. I can't actually imagine having one job. Like, that must be blissful. I think at last count, I had about 8, if you add them all together, which is totally ridiculous. I don't know why I'm doing a daily podcast on top of all that. But anyway, 7 or 8 years ago, I was super, super, super stressed out, massively stressed out. And I was living with my wife, who was just my girlfriend or fiance at the time. And I said to her one, I remember saying to her, I need to do something to manage this stress because it's getting to a point where it's just ridiculous and I'm like really anxious and it's just bad, you know? I don't feel good at all. And we talked about different things. Do I need to go on holiday? Do I need to cut back on some of my work? All this sort of stuff. And I was just Googling around of like ways to manage stress and I came across meditation and mindfulness. Now, I'd heard a little bit about it, you know, working in the media, you hear about these things, you tend to hear about the forthcoming trends before you know, they get into sort of public consciousness. And I read this article about how transformational meditation can be at managing, specifically at managing anxiety and stress. And I was like, well, it's worth having a look into, right? So the next thing I did was I Googled best apps for meditation. And this was, I think this was prior to Headspace even existing. And I came across this like app on the App Store, which was like a guided meditation. That was pretty much all it was. It was like the same meditation you just listen to again and again. Just a person talking, some nice twinkly music in the background. And I just thought, well, I've got to give it a go. So I said to my wife, I was like, I'm going to go to our bedroom for a bit. I'm just going to lie on the bed and I'm going to do this for 45 minutes and just see how I feel. And she was like, cool, yeah, go for it. And I remember just going into that bedroom, I like pulled the curtain across a little bit so it was a bit darker, made myself comfortable on bed, put this mindfulness meditation app on. And over the next literally 45 minutes, it just guided me through this relaxation / meditation technique, which is all about focusing on the breath and don't letting your mind, well, it's not that you don't let your mind wander. If your mind wanders, you don't try and control it, but if your mind wanders, you just bring your awareness back to that moment, back to your breathing and all that kind of stuff. And the idea is that it sort of centers you and it doesn't, when you're meditating, it's not about blocking thoughts. You're not thinking to yourself, don't think about that. Stop thinking, oh my God, you don't stress yourself out about it. It's more just about allowing thoughts to come into your mind, letting them pass, not grabbing onto anything. You know, and in Headspace, the guy who runs it, this guy called Andy, he talks about sitting at the side of a road and you imagine all the different thoughts of the cars. And you're not trying to get into any of the cars and drive the car. You're not trying to sort of like throw yourself in front of any of the cars. You're not trying to do anything like that. All you're doing is just watching the thoughts, just watching the cars roll past, disconnected from it, just observing it. And I tell you what, after 45 minutes of that first ever meditation, I felt like a huge weight had been lifted off my shoulders. when I opened my eyes, you know, afterwards, I felt, I know it sounds really stupid and cheesy, but I swear, I felt like the room was more vibrant. I felt like things were in deeper, richer colours. I felt like more connected to my situation and the world than I'd felt in ages. And from that moment, I was like, this has got to be part of my life. And since then, it has been. It's not been an everyday thing. It's not even been sort of like three or four times a week. There's been months where I've gone, and just because I forget about how beneficial it is to me. Isn't that weird that we do that as people? We sort of forget how beneficial things are, and you just don't do them for a bit. And then when you do it again, you're like, why don't I do this all the time? This is amazing. This makes me feel so good. So yeah, so it's been back on the agenda. Since doing 365, I found myself, you know, analysing myself more than I would usually do, as you can expect from doing a daily podcast. So it's a bit of a soul search, really. And I've come back to realising how much I value mindfulness and meditation. So if you haven't got the Headspace app, this isn't an advert for Headspace, although you could argue it's a fantastic one. If they want to give me some money, they should. It really is worthwhile doing. And like I say, it's nothing scary about it. There's nothing hippy-dippy about it. If you're like that way, if you're concerned about that sort of stuff, which I'm not, but if you are, then, you know, don't worry. It's not like you're not suddenly going to start wearing hemp shorts and, you know, I don't know, smoking Darifa and going on sort of journeys to, I don't know, far-flung lands to do meditation courses. And so it's not, that's not what it's about. It's just about finding some time in your day to just check in with yourself and switch your brain off a little bit. And it's amazing. You do get to a point. It's hard to do, right? I don't mean hard like, oh my God, it's such a challenge, you're breaking into sweat. I just mean it takes practice. But you do get to a point where you can sit quietly with your eyes closed and just turn your brain off. And ages will pass. 5-6 minutes. And you'll realise that you've not actually thought about anything at all. And then suddenly you're like, oh, I've just thought about thinking. But it's amazing. You find this incredible stillness, which I know in itself is a bit of a hippy-dippy word, but I don't really care. I'm quite a hippy-dippy dude, to be honest. So there we go. There's something I've been thinking about and something I've got slap-bang right back into the middle of because I absolutely love it. So, in other news, The Alex Baker Show is going to be back very, very soon. I mentioned it on the podcast a few episodes ago, or 5 or 6 episodes ago. It's flown around. We've got a WhatsApp group called Podcast Punks, which is where we organise when we're recording and stuff, and it's in full flow now. So I'd say within 2 weeks, there'll be a new episode of The Alex Baker Show. If you've never heard that show before, it's very different from this, mark my words. So yeah, look out for it.